Tanya for the 22nd day of Cheshvan, for Chav Beis Cheshvan, is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Chav Tes, Igeres HaKedesh 29. The Alter Rebbe is speaking about the greatness of the study of Torah, of Halacha particularly, in that it creates a garment for the Neshama that enables the Neshama to perceive divinity that is higher and greater than that godliness of that divinity that is in creation. Now the Rebbe is going to say that this is particularly true of the act of the mitzvah, of the study of the halacha which deals with the act. V'hine mudazeis. Now it is well known kihine zot and ha'alim baruchu hamelubish b'tayag mitzvahs shebetei shebiksav, that the divine will that is clothed in the 613 mitzvahs and Torah, as they are written in the written Torah, in Scripture, who muflo mechusa tamir v'nela, the divine will, as it is written in the written Torah, is withheld and concealed, hidden and unknown, because all the explanation and all the details for every one of the mitzvahs does not appear in the written Torah. It appears only in the oral Torah, in the Torah Shebal Peh. So the divine will that is expressed in Torah, in the written part of the Torah, it remains concealed and hidden. It remains removed from understanding and from our grasp until the Torah Shebal Peh comes along and explains it and gives it details and makes it possible for us to actually do the mitzvah. Reb Levi Yitzchak, Rebbe's father, explains that mufla u'mechusa, tamir v'ne'elam, these four expressions of concealment correspond to the four letters of God's name. Since the name Yutke Vavke is also concealed, because you don't pronounce it the way it is written, we don't know how to pronounce it. It is a concealed name. And that's similar, or that's the same as the level of Torah. In the written Torah, that although it is given, but it is not completely revealed. And so these four expressions correspond to the four letters of God's name. The first two, Mufla u'mechusa, corresponds to the Yud-Kei of God's name, and Tomir v'Nelam to the Vav-Kei of God's name. The A name is Gala Ella Beteta Shabal Peh, and it is revealed, the divine will is revealed only in the oral Torah. Kemei mitzvah tefillin al derech moshul, as for example, the mitzvah of tefillin. Shenema Beteta Shabiksav, what does it say about tefillin in the written Torah? It says, Ukshartam le'eis al yodecha, v'hoyu le'teitofes b'nei necha, v'hu maimer sosun v'nelam. It says that you should bind them, tie them as a sign on your hand and as frontlets between your eyes, which is a totally mysterious and concealed statement. We don't know what it means. Shalepidish hakosuv echo malikshe. It doesn't tell us how to tie it or what exactly to tie to our hands. Umahu teitofes, and what are frontlets? Veheichan hu beinei nechav al yadecha, and where exactly is this between the eyes? And what? Where on the arm do you put the tefillin? Ad shepir shoteira shebal peh. Until the oral Torah comes and explains it, we really don't know what is being said or what it is God wants. Shetzadech likshe bayis echad al hayad v'dalet batim al hazeish. The Torah shebal peh comes along and tells us that there has to be a tefillin of one chamber on the hand with four chambers on the head. Obeteicham dalet parshiyes. And in each of the chambers there should be the four chapters, v'habatim yihiyum me'ubad, and that the housing of the parchments of the scrolls should be of leather, umeruboyim dafke, and they have to be square, umekushardim b'ritzuei shel shcheres dafke, and they have to be tied to the hand and to the head with leather straps that have to be black necessarily. V'chol shar prati halachis. And all the other details of the halacha concerning the making of tefillin and the wearing of tefillin and so on. The al yodcho, he has zeya davke, and that on the hand means not on the palm or on the forearm, but on the bicep. Vele kafayad, and not in the palm of the hand. Ubeine necho ze kotkeid vele ametzach. And between your eyes means on your skull, between your eyes, but not on your forehead. So all of this describes and reveals to us the divine will, exactly what it is God wants, which we would not know from the written Torah. The chayin kol mitzvah shabateira beimitzvah sasei beimitzvah leisa se einon gluyes viyaduis umifurosheis eloi de Torah shabate. The same is true with all other mitzvahs of Torah, both the positive mitzvahs and the prohibitions, the negative mitzvahs. They are not revealed and not known and not expressed in the written Torah, but only in the oral Torah. As for example, the prohibition of not doing labor on Shabbos. Leisase melocha, it says. V'leipidish mahi melocha. But it doesn't tell you what melacha means. What is a labor and what is work that is prohibited on Shabbos? But in the oral Torah, it enumerates the 39 labors that are prohibited, and not necessarily carrying heavy stones and beams. That's not the definition of labor, back-breaking work, but rather creative kind of work. In the 39 different kinds of creative labors. And similarly, in all the mitzvahs, both positive and negative. They are concealed, not expressed, and not revealed and known. Other than elo al yedei teira shebal peh, other than through the oral teira, mishum hachiksiv al teira shebal peh al kitesh teira simecha, and that's why concerning the oral teira, it says, do not abandon the teachings of your mother. K'mashikosu b'zeya, as he writes in the Zeya that refers to the teira shebal peh, mishum shal derech moshul k'meishakol eve havlad klulim b'tipas ha'av behelim gadol. Why is the oral Torah related to the mother and the written Torah to the father? Because just as in the limbs of the child, of the fetus, all the limbs and parts of the fetus are all existent in the father, in the seed of the father. And yet, they are completely concealed and hidden, unidentifiable. In the seed, you can't tell the foot from the arm, from the arm from the leg. The ha'aim meitziyose li degili b'lei dosa of lad sholim. But it is the mother that brings the details out and reveals them in a completely formed child, b'remach evorim v'shasagidim, with the 248 limbs and 365 arteries. So that the revealed and detailed creation or birth is the mother's role, whereas with the father, the creation is intense but concealed. Or perhaps concealed because it's too intense. In exactly the same manner, the 248 positive mitzvahs and the 365 negative mitzvahs, boyim mehahelim el hagilui, b'teira shebalte, come into a state of revelation from its concealment in the oral Torah. Reishe dekro, and the beginning of that verse is Shema b'ni musaravicha koi al teira shebiksav. Hear, my son, the teachings of your father, that refers to the written Torah. The nafka michochme iloh hanikra b'shem av, because it comes from the supernal wisdom that is called father. Chochma is called father. And now we'll understand what it means that the woman of valor is the crown of her husband. Because the oral Torah that is called the woman of valor, Hamelido Mamodis Chayolis Harbe, that give birth. It's the Tzedesh Balpeh that gives birth and establishes, raises up many soldiers. Kameshakosu Va'alomis Ein Mispar Al Tikra Alomis Ela Elamis. The Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says that there are infinite maidens or infinite women. And the Gemara says, don't read it Alomis, but also Elamis, that this, the Tzedesh Balpeh, has endless details, endless women, or endless worlds. Elu halacha is the less len chushbana, kamishakosa b'tikuna. And that is a reference to halacha. What part of Teda has so many details? It is the halacha that can't, that is beyond counting, as it says in the tikunim. V'kulon heim b'chinas gili rotzen elyon baruchu hanelam b'teda shebiksav. And all these details, each one of the details, is a revelation of another part, another point in God, in God's will, in the divine will. Rotzen elyon baruchu hu lemaila maila memailas chochma ilo, and the divine will itself is infinitely higher than the level of chochma. Even the supernal chochma, ukamei keser v'atara shal hameichen shebereish, similar to a crown that sits on top of the head, loche nikru ha'aloches tago v'kisra shel teda. And that's why the haloches, the woman of valor, is called the crown of the husband, because the husband is chochma, the father is chochma, and this is the crown of the chochma, that which is higher and sits above the chochma. V'hashen haloches muftach leishu ben elam habo, and that's why one who studies haloches is guaranteed that he has a portion in the world to come. Because in order to appreciate and to be able to enjoy the pleasure of the revelation that takes place in the world to come, you have to have the garments that enable the neshama to perceive that level of godliness without losing itself. So this is al yedei hislapshus nefesh ruach neshama shalei berotzen ha'elyon baruch hu kenal. How does the neshama get that strength? By clothing itself in God's will. And that's expressed in the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is expressed in Teira Shebal Peh. So Teira Shebal Peh, the halachis, is what enables the neshama to appreciate and to enjoy the Olam Haba, the revelation in the world to come. In the Hayem Yeim, for the 22nd of Cheshvan, for Chav Beis Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that achas miteiras hamagid mimezrich sheshoma rabbeinu hazokin b'yesei shom b'pam harishena. This is one of the teachings that the Magid gave, which the Alter Rebbe heard the first time that he went to Mezrich, and this was Shili Kayetz of Tov Kuf Chov Dalet, towards the end of the summer of Tov Kuf Chov Dalet, ad achri chag ha-pesach Tov Kuf Chov Hei. That's the time that the Alter Rebbe spent in his first visit with the Magid. So the Magid said, Anechi Asisi Aretz V'odom Aleha Barosi. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says, in the name of God, I created earth, and on earth I created man. So the Magid explained, Anechi Misha Anechi. I, who am who I am, Shehu Nelam V'Nista Gam Min Netzolim Hayeser Elyeinim. That part of God that is hidden and concealed even from the highest emanated beings. Hilbish Atzmusa Yisbarech. So this unknowable God clothed himself, his essence, Bekamo Tzimtzumim, through many contractions, Lehatzil HaNetzolim V'Livrei HaNevroim, to emanate the emanations and to create the creations, srofim chayes veifanim, the various angels, the fiery angels, and the living angels, and the chariot angels, malachim ve'elameis ad ein mispar, angels and worlds without count, infinite, ubetzimtzumim ad ein shir, and through these endless, countless contractions, Asisi Aret Halazu Hagashmis. I made this physical world. The Adam Aleha Barasi, and on this world I created man. Ha Adam Hu Tachlis Haisavus. That means that the person, the human being, is the ultimate purpose of all of creation. Ubarasi Begematria Taryag. And Barasi, the word, has a numerical value of 613, because Hu Tachlis HaAdam, because that is the ultimate purpose and meaning of man's existence. So man is the purpose of the world's existence, and the 613 mitzvahs is the purpose of man's existence. Ukadiisa v'pardis b'shem Sefer HaBoyer. And as it says in the Pardis, in the name of the Sefer HaBoyer, Omra midas ha-chesed of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the attribute of kindness said to God, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, mimei hiyeis Avram ba'aretz, from the day, from the time that Avram came to earth, lo hutzrachti ani lasis melachti. I, the attribute of chesed, the attribute of kindness, don't have to do my work. Shehari Avram eimed u'meshamesh b'mkeimi. Because Avraham has replaced me as the source of kindness. Ki Avraham hu neshama beguf, Avraham was a soul in a body, ve'isik b'hachnosas eichem l'farsem elikusei yizbarich ba'ilam hazeh hatachtein, and he devotes himself to giving hospitality and thereby making God known in this lowly world, hu l'mayla b'mayla madrega l'gabim midas hachesed atzilus. That is a higher and more virtuous form of kindness than the kindness of the attribute of Atzilus, the divine attribute of kindness. Va'omra midas ha-chesed lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that the attribute of kindness says to God, I have been displaced by Avraham, who kinas midas ha-chesed Atzilus. That's an expression of the jealousy, the envy, that the attribute of kindness in the world of Atzilus envies Avraham, ashekona ba'avedas Avraham olav asholim. The attribute of kindness was envious of Avraham Avinu's avedah.